Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, here to sprinkle a little magic into your day with another shadow work quickie. Today's topic, reclaiming your space and establishing those healthy boundaries because, honey, you deserve it. We live in a world that often pushes us to overextend ourselves, to say yes where we want to scream no, and to let people walk all over our emotional energy. It's time to reclaim the power. You know that feeling when someone just keeps asking for favors, even after you've said no several times. Or when your inbox is constantly blowing up, making it impossible to focus on what truly matters. That's where boundaries come in. Boundaries are like invisible fences around our energy. They protect us, allow us to say no gracefully, and ultimately create space for joy and fulfillment. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Your emotional space deserves the same level of respect. So how do we reclaim our space and set those boundaries? Let's dive in. 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Identify your needs. The first step is getting real with yourself about what you need to feel safe, respected, and fulfilled. Think about your values, your priorities, and those things that drain your energy. What activities bring you joy? Who makes you feel good? Write it all down. It's like creating a roadmap for your well-being. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Begin with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to that social event you don't really want to attend, or limiting the time you spend on social media. These baby steps can build your confidence and create a ripple effect in other areas of your life. 3. Communicate clearly. Being direct is key. When someone asks for something that crosses your boundary, gently but firmly express your needs. You can say things like, I really appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to take on anything new right now, or I need some time to myself tonight to recharge. Remember, your voice matters. 4. Don't apologize. This is a big one. You don't need to apologize for setting boundaries. They are not selfish. They are essential for your well-being. Think of it like this. If you were on an airplane and the oxygen mask dropped, would you apologize for putting yours on first? 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key to establishing healthy boundaries. When you stick to them, people will start to respect them. Don't let guilt or fear trip you up. You deserve to have your needs met. Ever feel like that friend who always says yes, even when they're exhausted? Maybe you've been putting other people's needs before your own for so long that saying no feels almost impossible. I get it. But trust me, setting those boundaries is a gift not just to yourself, but to everyone around you. When you honor your needs, you show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Imagine this. You're having lunch with a friend who constantly talks about their problems. They've been venting for the past hour, and while you care, you're feeling drained. Instead of letting it continue, you politely say, I hear what you're going through, but I need to focus on something else right now. Maybe we can catch up another time. See? It's not about shutting them out. It's about taking care of yourself and creating space for a more balanced conversation. So remember, beautiful souls, reclaiming your space and setting those boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never stop prioritizing your well-being. Let's recap. We talked about identifying our needs, starting small, communicating clearly, not apologizing for setting boundaries, and being consistent. These are your power tools. Use them wisely. Are you ready to start reclaiming your space? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a shadow work quickie. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.